How do your hobbies or interests shape the people you spend time with in public?
I think it's because I spend a lot of time doing the things I enjoy. So, for example, in high school, I joined sports and clubs. So I met a lot of people, for example, my friends. A lot of my friends I met are from the sports team or the clubs I joined. And it's because, I spent a lot of time doing that. So I just started talking to people who have the same interest. And I think they also have similar experiences as me. So they can relate to my experience very easily. Yeah.
And then we... can you share a moment where you felt out of place in a social situation and how did you handle it?
I'll turn off the battery. I have two experiences I can think of right now. The first one is I think personally I'm more introverted, so when I meet someone who's more extroverted, I tend to speak less because I don't know, I would just get scared. But I think when I meet someone who's more introverted, I tend to be the one who talk more. And sometimes when I talk to people, especially a group of people who are super extroverted, I usually feel I'm not at the moment. I feel very out of place. And but I think I sometimes I push myself to try to engage more. And I think, I'm working on it. I think another moment I would feel out of place is I have friends from different cultural background. And back when I was in Shanghai, I have a few friends who don't speak Chinese. And this is kind of my personal experience, but at the same time it's not. Sometimes I would talk to other friends who can speak Chinese, and when they weren't there, I would talk to other friends who can speak Chinese. And I never realized that's kind of rude because they can't understand what I'm saying, and they would feel very out of place. But I didn't realize that until I met other people and they speak the same language when I don't. And so I felt that, and that's an experience that I feel very out of place.
What kind of events or gatherings do you enjoy most and why?
I think I really enjoy hanging out with a few close friends, because I do enjoy hanging out with a bunch of people and meeting new people. But I think what I enjoy the most is having a movie night or going somewhere with my super close friends, because I just feel so comfortable. And I think I don't get stressed a lot when I'm just hanging out with a few people I'm close to.
Have you ever had to adapt your behavior based on the people you were in, you were with in a public space?
Yes, definitely. And this is a very small thing, but I think whenever you're hanging out with a group of people and they have the same perspective on something, or even just celebrity or the music they like, if you know they don't like those kind of music, you tend to try to avoid talking about it. Or if they don't like this person or this group of people, you would just avoid to talk about it. So I think definitely especially when I'm not super close with them, I'm always what if I say this and they don't want to be friends with me, or blah blah blah. So I think I do adopt a lot of my behavior based on who I'm hanging out with.
How do your friends influence your social activities and interactions?
I think my friends influence my social activities and interactions by, like, sometimes I would hang out with my friends, like, with their friends. And even though, like, I don't usually do those social activities, sometimes I would be like, oh, I should try this out and, like, see if I like it. For example, like, one time, like, my friend wanted to go to, like, karaoke, and I've never done that before. And, like, at first I didn't want to go because I was like, oh, like, that's so embarrassing. I don't want to stay, like, in front of everyone. But then I went, and it was very fun, and, like, we went back. So I think, like, yeah, I think a lot of times my friends can influence, like, my social activities and interactions by, like, making me try new things.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think your neighborhood or where you grew up has influenced your social identity and how?
Yes, I definitely think so. Like, a lot of my perspectives or, like, what I believe in are the things that, like, I learned as a kid. And I think it's really hard for me to, like, just forget about those things and adopt the new things I've learned as I grew up. For example, like, the things, like, my mom told me, like, 10 years ago, like, just on a random day, I think I still think about it. Like, yeah, and, like, sometimes, like, when I do something, it's, like, against, like, the belief, I feel so guilty, and, like, so I think it definitely influenced me a lot, in a lot of ways, like, in terms of my social identities.
What's an example of challenge you faced when trying to fit into a new group or community?
What? I think, like, in high school, like, before going to high school, I went to a local school in Taiwan, so I didn't know how to speak English or anything. And, like, when I went to, like, an American high school, I was struggling so much. And, like, yeah, so, like, I was trying really hard to fit in by, like, doing things they, like, for example, like, watching TV shows they were talking about, or, like, starting to listen to music they like to try to fit in. And that usually don't work because, like, they have been watching those TV shows for their whole life, or, like, they have been watching those cartoons since they were a kid. So I think that was very hard for me. But then I guess, like, over years, I learned that, like, it's actually more interesting when you bring something into the, like, something new into the group, and maybe sharing that instead of, like, forcing yourself to adopt what they like, I guess.
Yes, definitely. How do you use social media in your daily life, and how does it impact your social interaction?
So I check my social media way too frequently. And I think I get very frustrated when, like, for example, like, when I'm texting my friend and suddenly they don't reply, I'm like, did I do something wrong? Like, what is happening? What are they doing? Do they not like me anymore? Like, I overthink about those interactions online more than, like, for example, if, like, I'm hanging out with, like, other friends and, like, I'm texting my friends on my phone at the same time, I tend to think more about the things I'm saying online instead of, like, at the moment. So, I think I tend to focus more on, like, the interactions I have online, because you can easily, like, look back, but, like, at the moment, it's
kind of hard to wait.
Yeah, like, sometimes I don't even remember that happening, but I think there's, like, more evidence online, but I think that is not a good thing, and I should try to focus more to, like, live at the moment.
Yes. How do you express your social identity through your clothing, appearance, or personal style? And what message do you aim to convey?
I don't think I have a really strong social identity through my clothing. Because, to be honest, I just follow the trends. I think my, like, style or, like, how I dress really based on, like, the people around me. For example, like, in high school, I just go to like the places my friends all go. So like I really just follow the trends, and I don't think I have a really strong identity in terms of like styling or like appearance.
Okay. Okay, the last one. Have you ever encountered stereotype or bias related to your social identity? And how did you respond to the...
Yes, I did encounter stereotypes. For example, like, the beauty standards in like Asia and like Western standards. For example, like, you know how like in the Western cultures they want to be like tanned. Like, I don't really care about that, but like I was just too lazy to like wear sunscreen. You know how like in Asia people tend to like
pale. Yeah.
Like girls, they're like, oh, you need to be pale and you need to wear sunscreen and you need to like hold an umbrella when there's sun out. And like when I was in China, I remembered like a lot of people would ask if like I'm like Asian or not, but like I look like an Asian, but they would be like, oh, like I'm surprised that you're like Asian because you're so like, I got really tanned one summer, and like whenever like I'm with my friends, they just assume that like I'm not Asian. So like they would like talk about things like in Chinese, but I understand what they're saying. So I guess that's kind of awkward because like obviously like in here, like they can tell I'm Asian, but like in China or like also like in Taiwan, when I went back there, like, oh, like you don't look Asian. I'm like, I'm Asian. Like I look 100% Asian. And yeah, I wasn't sure if I should be like offended or like if was it a compliment, like what? Yeah, I think I was just like confused when that happened.
Okay. Okay. I think that's all we have to do.
Yes.